A more profound question is whether EPAs really are good for development. African manufacturers worry about European competition. Nascent industries are prone to being overrun by imports, says Segun Ajayi Kadir of the Manufacturers Association of Nigeria, which lobbies against the West African deal. EU officials point out that slashing tariffs will help manufacturing by making imported machinery cheaper. African markets would open gradually, and some sectors are excluded. Details vary, but EPAs typically liberalise about 80% of imports over 20 years. Many of those goods already enter duty-free. The EPAs would make it harder, though not impossible, for countries to use certain kinds of industrial policy, such as export taxes. The EU does not think such policies do much good anyway, but some governments do and do not want their hands tied. They fear that promised safeguards, such as an infant industry clause, to protect some domestic businesses would be hard to invoke. They will also lose tariff revenues, an important source of income in countries where other taxes are tricky to raise. It all adds up to a form of colonialism, fumes John Magufuli, Tanzania's interventionist president. Economic evidence is mixed. Although models typically find trade gains on both sides, it is European exporters that would be the biggest winners. Within Africa, gains would mostly accrue to better-off countries in sectors such as sugar, meat and dairy, rather than to manufacturing industry. Their extra sales to the EU would come partly at the expense of trade with African partners, says David Luke of the UN Economic Commission for Africa. Ultimately, it's about politics, argues Sam Bilal of the European Centre for Development Policy Management, a think tank. The EPAs are mired in regional rivalries, he notes, against a backdrop of global trade uncertainty after the Brexit vote and Donald Trump's election. The next step for the East African deal is a quixotic mission to Brussels with Yoweri Museveni, the Ugandan president, at the helm. Don't expect the trade winds to start blowing.